Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Ed Kernow, morning to you, Ed.
Morning, Ham. Morning, Gaz, Tim.
How you doing,
Great
Ed?
To have you on, Ed. Haven't given too much thought to your service, I hope, but Tim's got some thoughts around what you would do in the event that you pass away. Tell me, Mark Murphy, he's had an enormous week. Have you spoken to him? How is he?
Yeah, Mark's he's been at the club every day and training well and leading the group as you expect, and I think he just wants a bit of normality in his life and to move on. So, I couldn't speak highly enough of Mark and the way he conducts himself, especially after all that attention he's been given in the media throughout the week. So he's just got on with business and trained hard and led from the front.
Ed, we're not going to dwell on this, mate, because we want to talk about some of the great things coming out of the Blues. But just were you aware of what was going on during the game or at the time?
I had a bit of an awareness. I saw that he was pretty stressed and, I think we've got a really tight, united young group of players. So we, when you can see that your captain's getting targeted a little and a bit heated, you go in and you jump in there with him and help him out and support him. And so that was the awareness I have on the weekend.
He didn't hear anything?
No.
No. Well, the good thing is, and you hit the nail on the head, is that it is a group of young kids that have, started their journey, their footy journey. And, what Brendan Bolton's been able to do is demonstrate a faith in his youth, been willing to play them, but supported them with, really good servants like yourself and Mark and Bryce Gibbs and down the back half row. So the balance is right and the results are starting to come through.
Yeah, it's exciting. Really, getting wins whilst we're playing some young players in the team is a massive boost for the coaches and for the senior players that have been around for a few more years, because I know how hard it is to get a win, and then to see guys that are only 18, 19 and almost playing probably almost before their time, enjoy those little wins against Collingwood and Essendon. It's really exciting, yeah.
Hey, good morning to Ed. There's going to be ups and downs when you're developing a young team, but one of the great things when I watch Carlton play is that it appears you're all on the same page and you are developing as a team and a unit. I mean, are you feeling that out there as a more senior player?
Yeah, well, it's probably a credit. Our coaching group is very thorough, and you've probably heard Bolt speak a lot about having a learning environment where we review the game and then we prepare for the opposition. We set in place a really strong plan. It's probably start of the week, probably starts on Thursday, and we review the game to Tuesday. We have our day off on the Wednesday, and you come in, you're nice and fresh on the Thursday, and you really look towards our opposition this weekend. So it's just a really clear and easy process that we're all following, and we've done a lot of hard work together, so the group is probably bonding and really enjoying going on a journey together. So it's good to see that our game plan's now starting to show in games, and everyone's enjoying that.
Speaking with Ed Kernow from the Blues, who's about to head west, which has been the best performance of the year for the Blues? Is it one of the wins or a loss for some bizarre reason?
We hadn't beaten Sydney in a long time, so that was really good to get that win. And then obviously beating Collingwood and Essendon, who are pretty strong rivals, and there's a lot of history there. I'd say Collingwood.
Hey, Ed, lots of talk about the fact that tagging in footy had gone, and then belatedly, I'm not sure what the reason, the impetus for it was, but they came back and they've had a profound impact in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think understandably so. You've had run with roles yourself and you've also been able to play on your own terms. Where do you see it?
I think there's definitely a role for it. I mean, there's some extremely talented players in the competition. I think it's just a fine balance between your team's game plan and how you set up your defence, because you just don't want to get in the way of the way that you as a team want to play collectively. You don't want to be just caravanning a player and messing up the structures that we have in place. So I think it's just a, you've just got to tweak the role slightly. So if I can jump in,
like the, I know it's a hard question to answer because you've got your own team philosophies and rules and those sorts of things, but there are supporters who are sitting there and be listening and saying, for God's sake, you play Rory, you play Adelaide, you play a man on Rory Sloane, you play such and such, you play a man on this guy. It's as simple as that.
That's right. And Ed Curnow goes to Brad Hill against Fremantle this weekend.
Yeah, well, I haven't discussed that with the coaches yet, but it is tough, and then sometimes you do get beaten as well. So I've played on players in the past, and they've given me a fair touch-up. So the coaches have got to weigh up whether or not they think you can get the job done, and then if it's worth sending a player to nullify an opposition for the whole game. So I think when you watch games like Sam Gibson played on Rory Sloane and a few other guys have done this year, it's definitely worthwhile tagging.
When do you head west, Ed, and who do you sit next to?
Go on Friday, and on the plane, do you mean, who I sit next to?
You got a travelling partner?
I like the banter of Big Sammy Rowe and Simon White. Samo Petrescu's setting's pretty funny. So,
yeah, serious player too.
Oh, yeah, he's all silk. So it's going to be an exciting career for Samo.
Good luck, Ed. Hope the Blues can win their fourth of the year.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.